Taita had come back to join them. He stayed with Mintaka while the three men followed Trok's footprints in the sand, as cautiously as if they were tracking a wounded lion. They moved along the base of the cliff until they reached the fissure, where Trok had weathered the fury of the Khamsin. Nefer examined the disturbed sand and interpreted the signs. "Two of them," he said. "They were buried by the storm, as we were. They dug themselves out. One waited here." He picked up a thread of wool that had adhered to the rock and held it to the light. Black. It was a colour seldom worn by Egyptians. Almost certainly the mead. Hilto nodded agreement. Ishtar would have the witchcraft to survive the storm. "'Tis certain he saved Trok, just as Taita saved us." "Here." Nefer stood up and pointed out the sign. "Carrying the water skin. Trok returned to find the mead, and they went this way." They followed the footprints a short way out into the desert. "They've gone west, back towards Avaris and the Nile. Will they ever reach it?"
"Not if I catch up with him,"
Nefer said grimly and hefted the javelin he was carrying. "Majesty," Hilto was respectful but firm, "they have the water skin and a long start. They'll be well away from here by now. You dare not follow without water." Nefer hesitated. Though he saw the sense in what Hilto said, it galled him sorely to let Trok escape. From what Mintaka had told him, Trok was injured and would not be too dangerous an opponent, even though Nefer himself was still weak. In the end, he turned aside and ran to the top of the nearest dune. Shading his eyes, he looked westward, along the string of footsteps on the pristine, windswept sands, until in the distance, half a league or more away, he made out two tiny figures moving steadily towards the west. He watched them fiercely until they disappeared in the wavering heat mirage.
"There will be another time," Nefer whispered. "I will come for you. I swear it on the 100 sacred names of Horus."